我们来看一段经文，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第一节到第八节。
Let's open our Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8.
请打开圣经，《帖撒罗尼迦》第四章《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第一到第八节。
Please open up your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 8.
保罗说，弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们也晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。不要一个人在这世上业愤，欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应。正如我们预先对你们说过，又切切束缚你们，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那是圣灵给你们的神。
Paul said, Finally then, brethren, we urge and exalt in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more,just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in possession of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter.Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
那保罗在第四节怎么说？
Paul said in verse 4,
但神既然念中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那鉴察我们心的神喜欢。
But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts.
在保罗的福音事工上，他最终的目的就是要荣耀神。
In Paul's ministry, his main goal is to glorify God.
不是讨人的喜欢，而是讨神的喜欢。
Not to receive please, not to please others, but to please God.
那保罗所说所做的，反映出主耶稣所说的。
And what Paul does reflect what Jesus said.
那么主耶稣在世的时候
When Jesus was on earth,
目的就是要成全神的旨意
His purpose was to fulfill God's will,
彰显神的荣耀
and to show God's glory.
所以在约翰福音第八章第二十九节主耶稣说
And so in John 8 verse 29, Jesus said,
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我当作他所喜悦的事。
And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him.
所以保罗和主耶稣在世上所做的事情就是讨神喜悦的事情。
So what Paul and Jesus did while they were on earth was to please God.
我们在第四章第一节保罗继续的说。
And so Paul continued in 1 Thessalonians Chapter 4, verse 1.
他说：“弟兄们，我还有话说， 我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就是要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you received from us instruction as to how you ought to walk, and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more.
然后保罗在这里劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So here, Paul is reminding the believers in Thessalonica.
那么既然他们已经受了他的教训。
Since they have already received his teaching,
应当做讨神喜悦的事情。
They ought to do things that are pleasing to God.
那么什么是讨神喜悦的事情？
So what are the things that are pleasing to God?
啊，这是我们今天要来探讨的。
And this is something we are going to study.
那么从今天我们所看这段经文，一共有四件事情是讨神喜悦的。
From the scripture we just read, there are four things that will please God.
那么第一就是过一个圣洁的生活。
First off is to live a holy life.
然后第二呢是过一个贞洁的生活。
Secondly is to live a pure life.
那么第三点，保罗说不业愤，不欺负。
The third thing is not to wrong and take advantage of others.
那么第四点就是过一个顺服的生命。
And the fourth thing is to live an obedient life.
那么一个讨神喜悦的生命，首先是一个圣洁的生命。
So to live a life that is pleasing to God, first of all, you need to live a holy life.
所以保罗在这里说，你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们的什么命令。神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
Here Paul said, For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification.
我们一个讨神喜悦的生命，圣经说是一个圣洁的生命。
So in the Bible it says, a life that is pleasing to God is a life that is holy.
那么神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁。
God's command is for us to become holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
我们在旧约圣经利未记11章44节这里说。
So in the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44 it says,
我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For I am the Lord your God, consecrate yourselves therefore, and be holy, for I am holy.
那么当这个大祭司到这个会幕的至圣所做献祭的时候，
When the high priest go to the tabernacle to offer sacrifice,
to the holy of holies,
to the holy of holies,
他自己必须过一个圣洁的生命。
He has to live a holy life.
唯有大祭司一年一度才可以进去这个至圣所。
Only the high priest can enter into the Holy of Holies once a year.
那么带着这个羔羊的血，为着自己还有以色列的百姓来献祭。
He will bring forth the blood of the lamb to offer sacrificial offering to for his sin and the sin of his people.
那么帖撒罗尼迦这个城市受到这个希腊文化的影响非常的深。
The city of Thessalonica was influenced by the Greek culture.
那么希腊文化是一个非常属世的一个文化。
The Greek culture is extremely secular.
没有这个道德的标准。
They do not have standard, they do not have a moral standard.
然后人们都过着一个很放纵的生活。
And they live a very liberated life.
所以当城里的人信了耶稣之后，
So when the people in the city believe in Jesus,
那么他们必须要做一些改变。
They have to make some changes.
因为社会带来那种冲击的非常的大。
Because the society brings forth a lot of conflicts.
一个信了耶稣的人必须要放弃以往的那种放纵的生活。
A believer must give up their old life, their old ways of life.
过一个分别为圣的生活。
And to live a life that is holy.
那么其实不止帖撒罗尼迦这个城市是一个属世的城市。
So actually, not only is the city of Thessalonica a secular society.
那么今天美国的社会也是如此。
The society of the U.S. today is the same.
无论在网络上或者电视上，学校或者公众场所，都反映出这个社会是一个属世的社会。
Whether it is on the internet, on TV, in school, or in just any kind of social society, it reflects that this is a secular society.
人的价值观跟圣经的价值观完全是相对的。
Man's worldview or the values are in direct conflict with what is taught in the Bible.
而当一个人成为基督徒之后，他的价值观还有他的生命必须要改变。
When a person became a believer, his value must change.
就如保罗在罗马书第六章第三到第四节说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and 4.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们接受洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
而基督徒是一个新造的人。
Christians are new creatures.
那么他，因此他的一举一动，他的样式，应当反映出耶稣基督借着父神从死里复活的一样。
And so in whatever we do, it needs to reflect the glory of the Lord, just as the Father has raised the Son from the dead.
那么过一个圣洁的生活是神对基督徒的要求。
It is God's command for Christians to live a holy life.
每一个人信了耶稣之后，他必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
So for a person after he believes in Christ, he must live a holy life.
因为圣洁的生活是一个成圣的一个过程。
Because a holy life is the process of becoming sanctified.
那么在这个过程的当中，借着圣灵的帮助还有能力。
And in this process, through the help of the Holy Spirit and His power.
那么使到我们的生命好像那些金子一样被火烧过。
So our life will be like gold who has gone through the purifying fire.
把那些不洁净的东西把它烧掉。
All the impurities are burned away.
我们按照如果我们看罗马书的话。
If we look at the book of Romans.
那么成圣有两方面。
Sanctification involves two areas.
成圣是一件事情来的。It's an event.
Sanctification is an event.
也是一个过程。It's a process.
It is also a process.
是一件事情，因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们的罪死在十字架上。
It is an event because Jesus Christ has already died for our sin on the cross.
把我们的罪洗清了。
He has already cleansed us of our sins.
是一个过程，因为我们虽然得救，我们仍然是有罪。
It's a process because even though we were saved, we continue to sin.
那么需要圣灵的帮助，使我们得以成圣。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us to be sanctified.
我们一个人信了耶稣之后，旧的已经过去了。
When a person believes in Christ,The old has passed away.
一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
因此他必须要除去那不敬虔的心而世俗的情欲。
So he must get rid of the uncleanliness and the undesirable thoughts.
那么过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
就好像提多书第二章第十一节到第十二节说。
Just like in Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
那么现今的社会跟铁萨罗尼迦的社会没有两样。
The society today is the same as in the days of the Thessalonica church.
我们活在一个非常属世的一个社会。
We live in a very secular world.
人与这个真理敌对。
Men fight against truth.
那么对的说不对的。
They will say the right is wrong.
啊，不对的说是对的。
And they will say what is wrong is right.
啊，一般人认为同性恋是没有错的。
Most people think that homosexuality is okay.
那么堕胎是可以接受的。
And that, abortion is acceptable.
那么这个社会已经到了一个地步，男女都不能分明。
And it has come to a point where you can't tell if it is a man or woman.
那么活在这种社会的文化里面，对一个信的耶稣的人，
To live in a society like this to a believer,
那么甚至对一个成熟的基督徒
even to a matured Christian,
啊，必定会面对很大的冲击。
They'll face a lot of conflicts.
那么虽然如此，神要求那些信的耶稣的人
even though it's like that, God continued to ask of the Christians,
啊，必须要除去这个不敬虔和那个属世的情欲
，to get rid of the ungodliness and also the worldly desires，
啊，过一个圣洁的生活
，to live a holy life，
因为神邀请的圣洁是百分之百的
，because what God demanded of the holiness God demanded is 100%。
那么圣洁就好像这张白纸一样，没有一点污点。
Holiness is just like that blank piece of paper that is not any blemish on it.
啊，一点点都不可以。
Not even just a little bit.
那么有一次，这个Ken 他的母亲正在预备这个晚餐。
One time, Ken's mother was preparing dinner.
啊，他做这个牛肉面，很好吃的牛肉面。
She's preparing the beef noodle soup.Very delicious.
Ken 大概就是青少年嘛。
Ken maybe like a teenager.
然后他就问他的妈妈说：“我可以不可以看那部成人的电影
？”So he asked his mother, "Can I watch that adult movie?"
然后 Ken 知道他家里的规律，孩子可以看那些小孩子看比较健康的电影。
So Ken know the rule of the house is, They have to watch children-appropriate movies.
那么他心里在想，只有一次，我想妈妈不会介意的。
And he thought, well, just this one time, I don't think she'll mind. I don't think mom will mind.
然后他的妈妈就没有讲什么，他就到那个垃圾桶拿了一点点的垃圾放在他的碗里面。
And so mom didn't say a word. She just walked over to the garbage can, pick up a little bit of the garbage from the can and put it in his bowl.
然后 Ken 就喊着说：“妈，你在做什么
？”And so Ken said, "What are you doing, Mom?"
为什么你把那个垃圾放在我的牛肉面里面
？Why did you put the rubbish into my noodle soup？
妈妈就回答说：“我以为你不介意我把垃圾放在你的牛肉面里面。
”Mom said, "Oh, I didn't think you would mind a little bit of rubbish in your noodles."
只是一点点罢了。
Just a little bit.
然后妈妈没有说什么。
So Mom didn't say a word.
但是 Ken。明白妈妈的意思。
But Ken understood what mom meant.
啊，决定不去看那部成人的电影。
So he decided not to watch that adult movie.
那同样的，我们不会把这个垃圾放在我们的食物里面，是吗
？So similarly, we would not put a little bit of rubbish in our food, right?
啊，等下我们吃午餐的时候试一下看。
So just we're going to have lunch. Why don't you just try it?
我们不会吃那些不洁净的食物。
We're not going to eat things that are unclean.
因为一个圣洁的生活是一个不玷污的生活。
Because a holy life is a life that is not blemished.
是一个讨神喜悦的生命。
It is a God-pleasing life.
那么一个讨神喜悦的生命，第二点。
The second thing that pleases God in our lives.
是一个贞洁的生命。
Is a pure life.
所以保罗在第三节到第五节这么说。
So Paul said in verse 3-5,
掩蔽言行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵 守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，那不认识神的外邦人。
That you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
所以保罗劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So Paul exhorts the believers in Thessalonica.
那么既然他们已经信了耶稣。
Since you have already believed in Jesus Christ,
应当过一个贞洁的生活。
You should live a pure life.
保罗还说不应当好像那些还没有信耶稣的人。
And Paul said, do not live like those non-believers.
放纵他们的私欲和邪情。
And they live according to their sexual immorality.
因着帖撒罗尼迦这个城市受到这个希腊文化的影响。
Because the city was influenced by the Greek culture.
人们所拜的不是真神。
What they worship is not true God.
而是这些人手所造的偶像。
They worship the idols made by man's hand.
因此他们没有这个绝对的真理。
So they do not have absolute truth.
也没有一个道德的标准。
They do not have standard for moral.
而造成他们道德的败坏啊，做这个淫行的事情。
And so it caused them to do immoral things.
所以帖撒罗尼迦城市里面的人信了耶稣之后，
So when the people in the city believed in Jesus,
他们成为一个新造的人。
They became a new creation.
但是他们周围的环境没有改变。
But the environment has not changed.
所以保罗劝勉他们要掩蔽这个淫行。
So Paul exhort them to stay away from immorality.
淫行英文把它翻译成 fornication.
And so another translation in English is,For immorality is fornication.
所谓淫行就是在神旨意以外的性行为。
What fornication means is to have sexual behavior outside of marriage.
性是美好的，是神所创造的。
Sex is something beautiful created by God.
但是只有在婚姻里面的性行为才是合乎神的旨意。
But it is only within the marriage that it is okay for God.
是的，如果不小心的话，就会陷入在罪恶当中。
If you're not careful, you can sin.
所以保罗说要掩蔽这个淫行。
So Paul said, stay away from sexual immorality.
不要靠近它，必须要逃避它。
Do not go close to it, but run away from it.
那么在旧约圣经里面有两个人物。
There are two, character in the Old Testament.
一个是叶瑟，另外是大卫。
One is Joseph, the other one is King David.
那么两个人曾经面对这个性的试探。
They both face sexual temptation.
那么他们所面对的试探有点类似。
And the temptation they face are kind of similar.
但是他们的反应却大有不同。
But their response to the temptation is very different.
让我们来看叶瑟的故事。
Let's look at Joseph.
那么有一天叶瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那里，妇人就拉着他的衣裳说，你与我同进吧。叶瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，跑到外边去了。
Now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside.She caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside.
那么好了，让我们来看大卫。
So now let's look at David.
在撒母记下11章的记载。
And this is recorded in 2 Samuel.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌神美。大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁。
Now when evening came, David arose from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent and inquired about the woman.
摩耶是立刻逃离这个试探。
So Joseph ran away from temptation immediately.
你看到吗？圣经记载说他连衣裳都不要，就逃到外面去。
The Bible recorded that he didn't even care about his garment; he just left it and ran outside.
嘛，但是大卫没有。
But David didn't.
那他还在那边看。
He was watching.
啊，看了还派人去打听那个女人。
And then he sent people to inquire about the woman.
所以夜市。逃避这个淫行。
So Joseph ran away from temptation.
而大卫却掉入这个奸淫的陷阱里面。
But David fell into the trap of the temptation.
所以加拉太书第五章第二十四节保罗说。
So in Galatians chapter 5:24, Paul said.
他说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
然后同样的，保罗在罗马书第六章也这么说。
And similarly in Romans chapter 6, Paul said.
所以你们不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私意，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具。像要祷告向他从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义的器皿献给神。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness.But present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
一个讨神喜悦的生命，第三点。
The third thing, the third characteristics of a God-pleasing life is.
是一个不义愤、不欺负的一个生命。
It is a life not to wrong and not to take advantage.
那么在第六节，保罗说。
In verse 6, Paul said.
不要一个人在这世上业愤欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应，正如我们预先对你们说过，又切切附属你们束缚你们一样。
And that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you.
所以不要业愤欺负他人的意思是什么？
So what does it mean to not transgress and defraud his brother?
然后如果要明白这句经文的意思，我们必须要看上文。
So in order to understand this phrase, we need to look at the previous phrase.
因为上文保罗谈到这个淫乱的事情。
Because in the previous verses, Paul talked about immorality.
因为淫乱的事情会伤害到别人。
Because immorality will hurt others.
在旧约圣经里面，这个十诫的第十条诫命。
And in the Old Testament, the tenth commandment.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子。不背牛履，必他一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
那么请注意中间那一句，也不可以贪恋人的妻子。
Pay attention to the second phrase. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
那么这句经文是指奸淫的意思。
And it's talking about immorality.
所以淫行带来很多不良的后果。
So immorality brings forth a lot of unwanted effects.
人受到伤害。
Men will get hurt.
造成家庭的破裂。
And cause separation of family.
而带来社会种种的问题。
And cause social problems.
比如堕胎还有离婚的案件。
For example, abortion and also divorces.
所以保罗说必须要过一个贞洁的生活。
So Paul said, live a pure life.
免得有人越愤欺负他人。
So that other people will not do other people wrong.
然后保罗还说，那些不遵守神命令的人必得到他们的报应。
And Paul said, those who do not go by God's rule, God will avenge.
行淫的人也会得到他们的报应。
And those who commit adultery will also have their consequence.
圣经说大卫是一个合乎神心意的一个人。
The Bible said David is a man after God's own heart.
但是他却犯了这个奸淫的罪。
But he has sinned. He had sin immorality.
大卫不止犯了这个奸淫的罪。
Not only did he commit adultery,
还把别人的丈夫派到这个战场的前线。
He even sent the husband of this woman up to the forefront of the battle.
然后使到他失去了他的生命。
So that he lost his life.
所以大卫当大卫犯了这个奸淫和杀人的罪之后。
And after David committed adultery and murder,
然后神的审判临到他的家和他自己。
God's judgment came upon his family and himself.
所以在撒母记下12章第10节11节这么说。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 10 to 11 it says,
那么你既藐视我娶了赫人乌利亚的妻子为妻，所以刀剑必不离开你的家。耶和华如此说，我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你。
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uri the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household.
所以你看，因为大卫所犯的罪，大卫的家没有平安。
So because of the sin David committed, there were no peace in his family.
因为神的审判临到他的家。
Because God's judgment came upon him.
所以从圣经的角度来看，神的审判不止限于今生。
So from the Bible's concept, God's judgment will not only come this life.
当主耶稣再来的时候，每一个人都要面对神的审判。
When Jesus returns, everyone will stand for judgment.
不信的人将会在白色大宝座前受神的审判。
Non-believers will stand before the great white throne before God.
信耶稣的人必须要在基督台前被审判。
And those who are believers will stand before the throne of Jesus.
所以一个讨神喜悦的生命，第一就是一个圣洁的生命。
So a life that is pleasing to God, first of all, it is a holy life.
然后第二呢，是一个贞洁的生命。
Secondly, it is a pure life.
然后第三呢，就是一个不怨愤、不欺负他人的生命。
Thirdly, it is a life not to wrong or take advantage.
那么最后呢，是一个顺服的生命。
And lastly, it is an obedient life.
所以保罗在第七节到第八节说
So Paul continue in verse 7 and 8.
他说神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification.
所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那是圣灵给你们的神。
So he who rejects thisIs not rejecting men, but the God who gives His Holy Spirit to you.
所以神呼召我们成为他的儿女。
So God called us to become His children.
乃是要我们过一个讨他喜悦的生命。
In order for us to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
所以当我们拒绝过一个圣洁的生命的时候。
So when we reject living a life that is pleasing to Him.
当我们拒绝过一个贞洁的生命的时候。
When we reject living a pure life.
当我们拒绝过一个不怨愤不欺负人的生命的时候。
And if we reject living a life not to wrong or take advantage of others.
我们就是拒绝那赐圣灵给我们的神。
Then we are rejecting the God who has given us the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，我们违背神。
In other words, we are disobedient to God.
因为一个顺服神的生命是一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Because a life that is obedient to God is a life that is pleasing to God.
就如保罗在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节说。
Just as Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反而虚己，起了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心的顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of men.Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以主耶稣在世上的生命，他是过着一个顺服神的生命。
So when Jesus was on earth, he lived a life that is obedient.
他的一生就是遵循神的旨意。
And his whole life is to follow in God's will.
那么一直到他死在十字架上。
Until his death on a cross.
所以什么是讨神喜悦的生命呢
？So what is a life that is pleasing to God？
所以从今天我们口看的经文，一个讨神喜悦的生命，第一点是一个圣洁的生命。
From the scripture we read today, first off, it is a holy life.
第二就是一个贞洁的生命。
Secondly, it is a pure life.
那么第三呢，是一个不悦愤、不欺负他人的生命。
Third off, it is a life not to do others wrong and not to take advantage of others.
最后是一个顺服神的生命。
And lastly, it is a life that is obedient to God.
让我们有一点点时间来思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on the message today.
When 一个人信了耶稣，决定来跟耶稣的时候，
When a person decided to follow Jesus,
他必须要过一个讨神喜悦的生命。
He must live a life that is pleasing to God.
一个讨神喜悦的生命就是一个圣洁的生命。
A life pleasing to God is a holy life.
一个贞洁的生命。
It is a pure life.
一个不悦愤、不欺负他人的生命。
It is a life not to do others wrong or take advantage of others.
一个顺服的生命。
And an obedient life.
让我们学习主耶稣的榜样。
Let us learn from Jesus' example.
因为主耶稣一生就是要做讨神喜悦的生命。
Because Jesus' life was a pleasing, a God-pleasing life.
他一生顺服神，直到他上十字架。
He lived obediently until he went to the cross.
让我们学习他的榜样。
Let us learn his example.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Father God, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
求你借着圣灵的帮助和能力。
Please help us through the power and the assistance from the Holy Spirit.
让我们过一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.